The Jewish holiday of Passover starts on Monday, and part of preparing for the traditional Seder is picking up the right wine.
Well, move over, Manischewitz. Earlier, we spoke with syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg to get some kosher suggestions in our Wine of the Week.
We've just seen an explosion of the kosher wine industry do well, and not just in Israel, where you would typically think it would be, but really around the globe. Italy is doing some great stuff, France, New Zealand, Australia, and of course, California. They've all come a long way at making better kosher wines.
So where do you want to start?
Well, I think of Passover as like Thanksgiving, because you've got all these different courses, right? You've got the gefilte fish, you got the haroses, you got the main courses. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about some wines that would go great with different things. So for example, with haroses, which is really a combination of nuts and apple and honey, I would like to try the 2012 Baron Herzog Chenin Blanc. Now again, this is from Clarksburg, California, with a name like Baron Herzog. Who knew where it'd be from, but it's from California. And this is just beautiful. It's got zippy flavors of lemon meringue, ripe white peach, and then these juicy apple flavors, which I think would really complement that haroses. And I just got a beautiful, refreshing finish. Best of all, $10.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Right?
There are two from Israel you're recommending.
Yes. And as long as we have to drink four cups of wine during the Seder, there's a...
Borei Pri Hagafen.
That's right. The 2009 Bin Yamin. This is a Merlot from the Galilee area. It's the reserve from Israel, as you stated. Powerful, red, beautiful wine. This has just got fresh black raspberries, a little dark cherries in there, dried cranberry notes. But what's interesting about this wine, it's got hints of black tea and bittersweet chocolate on the long, supple finish. So I think this would be a good choice with either, say, brisket or even dessert like chocolate-covered matzah, $25.
And you have a second one from Israel too, right?
Right. The 2010 Riccanti Merlot Galilee Reserve. Again, beautiful wine, perfumed floral aroma, nicely sculpted flavors of dark currant, little plum tart in there, pomegranate, mocha. Now, this has got some medium-grained tannins to really give it some backbone, which I think is particularly important if you're going to have this with a beef course like brisket. But I think, again, another dark chocolate raspberry jam finish with some minty overtones. So it could do double duty with lamb as well. $25.
So Australia, you've got a nice Shiraz.
Hey, mate, we do. The 2012 Beckett's Flat 5-Stone Shiraz, you know, or Syrah. But this is from the Margaret River Appellation of Australia. This is a beautiful wine. Got wonderful flavors of blackberry, dark plum flavors, very characteristic of a Shiraz. But then you get that distinctive note of black pepper on the balanced, powerful finish. I want to really try this with leg of lamb. $25.
And Scott Greenberg is a syndicated wine columnist. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
It's 6:44.